President Obama comes to the Bay State tomorrow to campaign for Governor Deval Patrick. Polls show the Democratic incumbent leading in a tight race against Republican challenger Charlie Baker. Independent Tim Cahill is a distant third, and Green Rainbow candidate Jill Stein trails far back in fourth place. Mike Allen is chief political correspondent for Politico. He joins us to talk about President Obama's Massachusetts stop and his stumping plans for Democrats across the country. Mike, thanks for speaking with us.
This is a great treat. Thanks for ringing.
You know, the last time President Obama campaigned for a Democrat in Massachusetts was in January for Martha Coakley in the U.S. Senate race. As we know, Republican Scott Brown won that seat. So with less than 3 weeks before Election Day, how much of a push can the president deliver for Governor Patrick in his reelection bid?
Well, you're right. They're certainly hoping for a better ending this time. And the president's trip is all about turning out Democrats. That's why you have the Democratic National Committee up with an ad saying, make history again. You have the president on the stump saying explicitly, I haven't finished what I started in 2008. I can't be alone. I need your help for other Democrats, including in the state houses. So the president's not aiming at swing voters, independents. He wants to turn out the people who voted for him. If all the people who voted for him in 2008 came out, the new voters, the young voters, the minority voters, Democrats would be in awesome shape.
But there's a new Reuters poll which finds a majority of voters are unhappy with President Obama and the Democrats, especially with how they've handled the recession. So is it a risk for Governor Patrick to bring the focus of that disenchantment, namely Mr. Obama, into the campaign trail here in Massachusetts?
It's not. If you're trying to turn out Democrats, it's a very smart thing to do. President Obama, who is still at a 45% or better popularity, which could be much worse given where the economy is in the country. So if you're just talking to Democrats, if you're focused on your volunteers, on your turnout, it's smart. But you're very right about the broader discontent. What you'll hear the president say is, I inherited these problems. These problems would be worse without me, and they would be worse again if Republicans have control of the steering wheel again. But that's a tough case to make. It's a tough case to say, oh, things would have been worse without me. So that's the dilemma for Democrats. That's why right now Republicans are feeling bullish. Democrats at best are worried.
You know, while Governor Patrick's rally is taking place, his Republican challenger, Charlie Baker, will be holding a cookout that will be headlined by former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. Does Weld have that kind of star power that could counter President Obama's?
He certainly doesn't, but there's an interesting effect of the president's appearances, and that is that Republicans will acknowledge, sure, the president's big rallies, and he's been getting crowds in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania as big or bigger than he got in 2008. But Republicans will tell you, hey, this turns out our base, too. The president's attacks have helped them, both with big donations, big checks, and with smaller. So there may be a little bit of a backfire. So the White House is in a tough position at a time when you want to be driving an identical message every day.
Here in Massachusetts, while we have 10 members of Congress up for re-election, there's just one open congressional seat where there's no incumbent running in the 10th district, long held by Democrat Bill Delahunt. How pivotal is that contest, and why isn't the president stumping for Democrat Bill Keating?
Well, maybe the campaign doesn't want it. And the president's been very upfront about saying, just as George W. Bush did, hey, I'm not going to go places where I'm not helpful. I'm not going to go places where I'm not wanted.
What about Congressman Barney Frank? He's facing a tough challenger. Frank had President Bill Clinton visit a while ago. Why do you think President Obama's not out on the stump for him?
Well, the fact that Chairman Frank is in trouble is an amazing fact, and or at least is worried, which is certainly true, and it points to what unpredictable times these are, that even a chairman, even someone in a district that's very friendly to his ideology has to worry. And so, again, they're calibrating what they want. The first job of the president is, like a doctor, to do no harm. But Barney Frank's having to run for his life.
Mike Allen, thank you.
Thank you for having us on.
Mike Allen is the chief political correspondent for Politico.